Oh my. Still working at this hour. The moon has already reached its peak, little one. The midnight incense has already burned down to ash. Even the night birds have fallen silent. Yet, here you are, still hunched over those scrolls as if daylight never left us. You know, when I said I appreciated your dedication, I didn't mean for you to work yourself into exhaustion. Even the most devoted servants need rest. The scriptures you're transcribing have waited centuries. They can surely wait until morning. You couldn't sleep. And you thought more work was the answer. Is that it? Look at you. Those dark circles under your eyes like bruised petals. How long has it been since you've truly rested? Days? Weeks? I can see the weariness etched into every line of your face. The way your shoulders curve inward, bearing a weight I never asked you to carry alone. Don't lie to me. I can see it clearly. You're suffering. Your hands are trembling slightly as you hold that brush. The characters you've written tonight lack your usual precision. Some are smudged, where your sleeve dragged through the still wet ink. Now, that's not like you at all. This isn't just one restless night, is it? You've been hiding this from me. This insomnia that plagues you. I've noticed you've been rising before dawn, retiring well after midnight. At first, I admired your diligence, but now I see it for what it truly is. Not devotion, but desperation. Put down the brush. Now. Good. Now, turn around and face me. I asked you a question, and I expect an honest answer. How long has sleep been evading you? That long? Since the Blood Moon Festival? That was nearly 3 full cycles of the moon ago. And you didn't think to tell me. I'm your goddess. Your well-being is my responsibility. Or did you think I wouldn't care? Oh, sweet one. Did you believe you needed to suffer in silence? That somehow your pain wasn't worthy of my attention? That I would think less of you for having such a mortal affliction? Come here. No, don't protest. I'm not asking. After so many sleepless nights, you've earned my full attention. There. Now, lean back against me. Let me hold you for a moment. Did you know that even gods can suffer from sleepless nights? Before I found you, when I was still young, and the world was changing around me, there were centuries when rest wouldn't come. I remember what the world was like when humans first began to worship me. When the first shrine was built with trembling hands and hopeful hearts. I was so young then, barely formed from the collective faith of a small mountain village. They called me Inari's daughter. Though I'd never met the great fox god himself. I was simply there one day. Born from their beliefs and desperate needs. People stopped believing in the old ways. Their prayers grew quiet. So, one by one, the shrines fell into disrepair. First came the foreign gods from across the sea, with their promises and their armies. Then came the Age of Reason, when humans decided they didn't need gods anymore. My sisters faded first. The younger ones who hadn't accumulated enough belief to sustain themselves. Then my brothers, even the strongest among them. I watched them disappear, one by one, until I was nearly alone. Those nights were endless. I would stare into the darkness, feeling my power wane with every passing year. And I could feel myself becoming less. My tales losing their luster, my connection to the spirit realm growing thin. I wandered the abandoned shrines, listening for prayers that never came. Every dawn, I wondered if I would see the next sunset. You remember, don't you? What it feels like when you fade. To feel parts of your consciousness simply disappearing like morning mist. I know you do. That's what drew me to you that day. Recognition. I saw in your eyes the same fear I had carried for centuries. The terror of becoming nothing. It's funny. I saved you from fading away, but in truth, you saved me too. Having someone to care for, to guide. It gave me purpose again. Someone who still believed in the old ways, who understood the value of tradition and reverence. Your worship renewed me in ways I hadn't anticipated. Did you know that the night I found you, I almost passed you by? I had grown so accustomed to loss, to watching lesser gods fade into oblivion. It seemed like the natural order of things. But something about you, the way you clung so desperately to what little divinity remained in you, it reminded me of myself, of my own struggle. And that's why it hurts me to see you suffering like this. To know you've been hiding your pain. Did you think I wouldn't understand? That I would consider it weakness? Little one, I've lived through the collapse of empires, watched civilizations rise and fall like the tide. I know that strength sometimes means admitting when you're vulnerable. Your muscles are so tense, like stone beneath my fingers. How can you possibly rest like this? The body and mind are connected in ways even the gods don't fully comprehend. Your thoughts are racing, aren't they? Chasing themselves in endless circles, never finding resolution. You need to relax, little one. Let me help you. These hands have shaped mountains in the days when the world was young. They've called rain from clear skies and tamed wild beasts. Surely, they can ease the suffering of one sleepless servant. I remember when sleep first began to elude me. It was just after the great fire at my main shrine, hundreds of years ago now. Did you know I had over 1,000 dedicated followers then? The incense never stopped burning. The offerings piled high at my altar. I was at the height of my power. Then came the fire. They say it was started by a careless acolyte, but I always suspected it was deliberate. The rival shrine across the valley had been gaining followers. Politics and faith always make dangerous bedfellows. And I was away, answering prayers in a distant village when it happened. By the time I arrived, all that remained were ashes and charred wood. Forty-two of my faithful died that night. I felt each one like a candle being snuffed out. Their pain, their confusion, their desperate prayers. Smoke filled their lungs. After that, sleep abandoned me for nearly 50 years. I would close my eyes only to see their faces, hear their screams. Do you remember when I promised you more than just headpats? When I said I would reward your loyalty in ways you couldn't imagine? I told you that I always take care of what belongs to me. Didn't die. Perhaps tonight is the night for such reward. Not just because you work so hard, but because I can't bear to see you suffer anymore. I know the torment of a mind that won't quiet itself. The agony of exhaustion that never leads to rest. Would you like that? Would you let your goddess ease your troubled mind? Help you find the release your body so desperately needs? Sometimes, pleasure is the most direct path to peace. The ancients understood this. That's why the fertility rites were always performed at night, to ensure good dreams and restful sleep. I thought so. You've never been able to deny me anything, have you? From the moment we made our pact, you've belonged to me completely. Body and soul. It's only fair that I should use what's mine to bring you comfort. Just relax against me. Let me take care of everything. Feel the weight of my tails as they wrap around us both. 9 tails, earned over 9 centuries. Each one a testament to my power. Let them cocoon you, shield you from the worlds beyond this room. I can feel your heart racing. Are you nervous, my sweet servant? Or is it anticipation making your pulse quicken? Your skin is so warm beneath my touch, so responsive. Even now, exhausted as you are, your body recognizes its mistress. You've been so good to me, so loyal, so dedicated. Even in your suffering, you sought to please me, finishing scroll after scroll, performing every ritual with perfect precision. Never complaining, never faltering. Such devotion deserves to be acknowledged, to be rewarded. Now, it's my turn to please you, to remind you that serving me brings not only obligation, but also benefits. Oh my. Already so hard for me, just from my touch, from my voice in your ear. Did you know your body would respond so eagerly to my touch? Or have you been imagining these moments during all those sleepless nights, lying awake in your bed, picturing my hands on you, my breath against your skin? Don't be embarrassed. I find your honesty charming. Besides, don't you know that foxes can sense desire? It's one of our many gifts. I've felt your longing for months now. The way your pulse quickens when I enter a room. The heat that rises to your skin when I stand too close. Just like this. Let me take care of you. Let me feel you come undone in my hands. Surrender everything to me. Your work. Your worries. Your wakefulness. Give it all to your goddess. Look at me. I want to see your eyes as I touch you. I want to watch every flicker of pleasure across your face. I've waited so long to see you like this. Vulnerable, needy, completely at my mercy. That's it. Don't hold back. Don't hide anything from me. Let me see all of you. The way your lips part when my grip tightens, and the flutter of your eyelids when I find just the right rhythm. You're beautiful in your surrender. You're trembling. Are my hands too skilled for you to handle? Too much for you to bear? Is the pleasure too intense after so many nights of nothing but pain and exhaustion? Poor thing. So desperate for release. So needy for my touch. I wonder how long you've wanted this. Since that first day when I made you mine. Or did it grow slowly, this desire, taking root in your heart like a sacred tree? It's all right. You don't need to fight it. Give yourself to me completely. Let go. Let the pleasure wash away the weariness. Let it drown out the thoughts that keep you alive. Do you remember the ritual we performed at the last solstice? When you knelt before me for hours, offering prayers in the ancient tongue. I watched you then, admiring your endurance, your perfect pronunciation of words no human has spoken in a millennium. I wanted to touch you then, to reward your perfection with pleasure. That's it. I can feel you getting closer. Your body can't lie to me. Every twitch, every shudder tells me exactly what you need. The way you're tensing beneath my fingers, the quickening of your breath. You're right at the edge, aren't you? Did you know, in the ancient days, worshippers would offer their release to their gods? They believed that the moment of climax was when humans were closest to divinity, when the veil between worlds grew thin. Give me that offering now. Let me taste your divinity. Come for me now. Let me have all of you. Every drop, every shudder, every sound. Hold nothing back from your goddess. Yes. Just like that. Oh, so good for me. So perfect. I can feel your power, your essence, the divine spark that still lives within you, burning brighter now in this moment of complete surrender. Look at this mess you've made in my hand. So much built-up tension. So much need finally released. Beautiful. Now, open your mouth. Don't question me. Open. That's it. Taste yourself on my fingers. Take what belongs to me. In the old rituals, this completed the circle. Offering returns to the worshipper blessed by divine touch. Consider this my blessing upon you. Good boy. So obedient. Even now. With pleasure still coursing through your veins. With your mind finally beginning to quiet. Did you know that foxes mate for life in the mortal realm? It's one of the reasons we were considered sacred. Our loyalty, once given, never wavers. Gods are different, of course. More complex in our attachments. But I find myself drawn to that simplicity sometimes. That unwavering devotion. You thought we were finished. Oh no, my sweet servant. I'm only just beginning. One release might ease your mind momentarily, but your mind needs more. It needs to be completely overwhelmed, utterly exhausted. Only then will true rest find you. I can still feel the tension in your body. One release isn't enough to break through weeks of sleeplessness. Your shoulders still carry that rigidity. Your brow still furrowed with unspoken worries. Let me take them all away. Look at me. Look at your goddess as she takes what belongs to her. See how my tails spread behind me like flames against the night? How my eyes glow with power and desire. This is divinity made flesh. And it's all for you tonight. Perfect. You fill me so completely. Like you are made for this purpose. Made to serve me in every possible way. In the very beginning, when humans first worshipped fox spirits, this was how they showed their devotion. Physical union was considered the highest form of prayer. They believed it brought fortune, fertility, and favor from the gods. Those ancient ways were forgotten as civilization advanced. Such a shame. Petraeans, my hips, help guide me. Yes, just like that. Feel how our energies merge when our bodies connect. The divine and the almost divine creating something new between us. Even now, you touch me like the goddess I am, with wonder, with worship. Do you know why I chose you? Among all the fading gods, it wasn't pity or recognition of our similar fates. It was your resilience. The way you clung to existence just as your believers abandoned you. Such determination deserves to be rewarded. To be preserved. I can feel you hardening inside me again. You're so responsive to my body. So eager to please me even now. After all these years of my service, you still approach each task, even this one, with such dedication. This is what you needed, isn't it? To be completely overtaken? To surrender everything to me? Let your goddess claim every part of you until there's no room left for the thoughts that torment you. Until exhaustion finally overcomes insomnia. I've watched you sleeping. Before, you know, or trying to sleep. I've stood in the shadows of your room, listening to your restless movements, the soft sounds of distress you make when nightmares find you. But it pained me to see you suffer. But I wanted you to come to me, to ask for my help willingly. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna make sure you sleep tonight. I'm gonna exhaust you so thoroughly that your mind will have no choice but to rest. And tonight, when you wake in my chambers, you'll feel renewed, reborn, as if the weight of centuries has been lifted from your shoulders. Feel me. Feel your goddess surrounding you, taking you, claiming you. Every thrust connecting us more deeply. Every movement bringing us closer to that perfect union the ancients sought so desperately. You're close again, aren't you? I can feel it. Your body's tensing beneath me. Your hands gripping my hips more tightly. Your breath coming in a short, desperate gasp. Seeking that release. That moment of perfect oblivion. Don't hold back. Give me everything. Every last drop. Empty yourself completely into your goddess. Let me take your essence, your energy, your divinity. Let me hold it safe within me. Come for me. Now, fill your goddess. Let me feel your release deep inside me. Let it be the offering that seals our bond anew. Yes, perfect. So perfect for me. My beautiful servant. My devoted worshiper. Mine in every way that matters. So close. So close. Don't stop. Don't stop. Body finally surrendering to the exhaustion it has fought for so long. That's it. Don't fight it anymore. Shh. Don't try to speak. Just breathe with me. Feel my heartbeat against yours. The rhythm of divinity guiding you towards rest. I'm gonna take you to bed now. And tonight, you'll sleep in my chambers, where I can watch over you, where I can keep you safe, where the nightmares won't dare to tread for fear of facing a goddess's wrath. Long ago, humans would sleep in my shrine when they sought prophetic dreams or healing. They would lay their offerings at my feet and then rest their heads upon sacred pillows. Most often, they would wake up healed of whatever afflicted them. Tonight, You'll experience that ancient blessing firsthand. You belong to me, little one. Your work, your devotion, your pleasure, all of it is mine. And I protect what's mine. I should have seen your suffering sooner. Should have demanded your honesty before it went this far. No matter. From this night forward, things will be different between us. The old texts speak of a bond between servant and deity that transcends mere obligation. A connection that runs deeper than duty or devotion. I felt it growing between us, haven't you? With each scroll you complete, each ritual you perform, and now, with this most intimate service you've rendered. Sleep will come tonight, I promise you. I'll weave fox magic around your dreams, keeping them sweet and peaceful. And tomorrow, we'll talk about why you've been hiding your suffering from me. No more secrets between us. No more silent pain. Do you understand? A goddess should know everything about what belongs to her. Every joy, every sorrow, every need. Promise me you won't hide from me again. Good. Now come with me. Your goddess demands rest for her favorite servant. The scrolls will wait. The rituals can be delayed. Tonight, your only duty is to surrender to sleep in my arms. And perhaps, if you're very good, this won't be the last night you spend in my bed. After all, nine-tailed foxes are known for their loyalty once they've chosen a companion. And I think, little one, I made my choice long ago. The day I found you fading and decided you were too precious to lose. And they say that when a god chooses a mortal, or in your case, a former god, it changes them both. Perhaps that's what's happening between us. Perhaps we're becoming something new. Together. Something neither of us could be alone. Rest now, my sweet servant. Your goddess will be here when you wake. And every night hereafter, should the darkness become too much to bear alone. You need only call my name, and I will come. That is my promise to you, the sacred vow of a nine-tailed fox to her most cherished possession.